359 येन प्रजानां उत आत्मकर्म रूपाभिधानां च भिदां व्यदत्त नारायणो विश्वसृगात्मयोनि एतश्च नो वर्णय विप्रवर्य O chief amongst the Brahmanas, please also describe how Narayan, the creator of the universe and the self-sufficient Lord, has differently created the natures, activities, forms, features and names of the different living creatures. Purport. Every living being is under the plan of his natural inclination in terms of the modes of material nature. His work is manifested in terms of the nature of the three modes. His form and bodily features are designed according to his work. And his name is designated according to his bodily features. For example, the higher class of men are a white, Shukla, and the lower classes of men are black. This division of a white and black is in terms of one's white and black duties of life. Pious acts lead one to take birth in a good and highly placed family, to become rich, to become learned, and to acquire beautiful bodily features. Impious acts lead one to become poor by parentage, to be always in want, to become a fool or illiterate, and to acquire ugly bodily features. Vidur requested Maitreya to explain these differences between all the living creatures made by Narayan, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. ओम अज्ञान दिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून वैष्णवांच श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सचिवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे येन प्रजानां उत आत्मकर्म रूपाभिधानां च भिदां व्यदत्त नारायणो विश्वसृगात्मयोनि तश एतश्चनो वर्णय विप्रवर्य हियर विदुर जे इज कॉलिंग मैत्रेय ऋषि एज अ विप्रवर्य द हाइएस्ट अमंग्स द विप्रास विप्रास मीन्स द पर्सन हू हैज स्टडीड ऑल द वेदास And he is asking him now as you are well learned. And previous in one of the verses, Vidurji has called him as a Agadha Bodham, whose knowledge is fathomless. And only that can person explains this sort of a questions. Where he has explained, where Vidurji is asking that the self-sufficient Lord. Narayana, how he has created this universe which has different creatures. They have their own particular nature, their activities, their bodily forms and everything. Why that distinction is there? If Lord says that everyone is part and parcel, then why not everyone is same? Why they are different? What's the reason behind that? Because that difference is based on the particular qualities that soul has inherited due to the contact with the material nature. The activity that he has performed according to that, he is going to get his body. So, as explained in the same canto, in further chapters where Kapil Muni is explaining to his mother, there he says, Karmana daiva netrena jantur deha prapadyate. Karmana daiva netrena. Jiva, he attains different bodily features under the supervision of Daiva because of the modes of material nature and the activities that he has performed in his previous birth. And briefly, Prabhupada says here, every living being is under the plan of natural inclination in terms of the modes of material nature. Someone has born with a sahaja pravritti. Sahaja means with birth someone has come with some attitude or some sort of a mode of nature that has influenced his life. And that's why few people, they are born rich, few people are born poor. Few people has a white body, few people has a black body. Few people has a beautiful, handsome. They are really beautiful. And there are people who are born ugly, handicapped. Why is it so? If everyone is equal to the Lord, then why this difference Lord has created? Generally, that thought comes in a mind. The mass of the people, they don't believe in God because of this. They say that how that God is the father of everyone, then why he is differentiating so much? But they don't have proper understanding about the activities that has performed by the soul in his previous life. They don't believe in the existence of a soul eternally. They think that now this life I have born, so I will die, everything get finished. As I leave this body, everything will get finished with this body. This sort of a philosophy is called as a Charvaka philosophy. Yavat jivet sukham jivet ranam kratva kratam pivet bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kim punaragaman bhavet. Why you have to think about future and specifically next life? Who knows? As long as you are surviving, beg, borrow or steal, but enjoy to your fullest capacity. Why? Because vasmi bhutasya dehasya, once this body is burned, turned into the ashes, who knows what's happening? And because of this thinking, people, they think that why there is a difference that we see in this world? Huh? People are suffering so much, few people are enjoying too much. Why is it so? So the same question was asked by Vidurji to such an intelligent and most powerful personality, Maitreya. And what he says in answer to this question that we'll discuss in fourth verses. But still the questions are going on that Vidura is asking to Maitreya. Paravaresham bhagavan vratani Shrutani me vyasamukhad bhikshnam atrumpnumam kshulasuk vahanam tesham brate krishna katam brataugat. O my Lord, I have repeatedly heard about this higher and lower status of a human society from the mouth of Vyasadeva, and I am quite satiated with these lesser subject matters and their happiness. They have not satisfied me with the nectar of topics about Krishna. Because people are very much interested in hearing social and historical presentations, Srila Vyasadeva has compiled many books such as the Puranas and Mahabharata. These books are reading matter for the masses of people, and they were compiled with a view to reviving their God consciousness, now forgotten in the conditional life of material existence. The real purpose of such a literature is not so much to present topics of historical references, but to revive the people's sense of a God consciousness. For example, Mahabharata is the history of the battle of Kurukshetra, and common people read it because it is full of topics regarding social, political and economic problems of human society. But factually, the most important part of Mahabharata is Bhagavad Gita, which is automatically taught to readers along with the historical narrations of the battle of Kurukshetra. Vidur explained to Maitreya his position of being fully satiated with the knowledge of mundane social and political topics and having no more interest in them. He was anxious to hear the transcendental topics regarding Lord Shri Krishna. Because there were insufficient topics directly concerning Krishna in the Puranas, Mahabharata, etc., he was not satisfied and wanted to know more about Krishna. Krishna Katha or topics regarding Krishna are transcendental, and there is no satiation in hearing such a topics. Bhagavad Gita is important on account of its being Krishna Katha or speeches delivered by Lord Krishna. The story of the battle of Kurukshetra may be interesting for the mass of people, but to a person like a Vidur, who is highly advanced in devotional service, only Krishna Katha and that which is dovetailed with Krishna Katha is interesting. Vidur wanted to hear of everything from Maitreya, and so he inquired from him, but he desired that all the topics be in relationship with Krishna. As fire is never satisfied in its consumption of a firewood, so a pure devotee of the Lord never hears enough about Krishna. Historical events and other narration concerning social and political incidents all become transcendental as soon as they are in relationship with Krishna. That is the way to transform mundane things into spiritual identity. The whole world can be transformed into Vaikuntha if all worldly activities are dovetailed in Krishna Katha. There are two important Krishna Kathas current in the world, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is a Krishna Katha because it is spoken by Krishna, whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is a Krishna Katha because it narrates about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya advised all his disciples to preach Krishna Katha all over the world without discrimination, because the transcendental value of a Krishna Katha can purify one and all from material contamination. Paravaresham bhagavan vratani shrutani me vyasa mukhad bhikshnam atrum bhumo kshulla sukha vahanam tesham vrate krishna katha mritoghat. O my Lord, I have repeatedly heard about these higher and lower status of a human society from the mouth of Vyasadeva, and I am quite satiated with all these lesser subject matters and their happiness. They have not satisfied me with the nectar of topics about Krishna. So here Vidurji says, enough of this now, what I am asking actually, because it is secondary thing to know about the different status of a humanity in this world. And after all, I have heard about this from Srila Vedavyasa so many times. In the purport, Prabhupada says, especially the Ithyas, like Puranas and Mahabharata, it is always relates with the social and political side of the society, which is not necessary to know about our own spiritual realization. So what does matter to a living entity, especially the person who is attached to the Lord? For them, the most important thing is Krishna Katha, to hear about the Lord. Because other literatures and knowledge in this world is called as a Vayasa Tirtha. Vayasa Tirtha means garbage, where crows, they enjoy. Anything which is not related directly or indirectly with the Krishna, all these literatures are considered as a Vayasa Tirtha. And people who are like a Paramahansas, like Vidhu, they are not at all interested in this garbage. And that's why he says, enough of that now, I have seen. So please explain me about the wonderful Krishna Katha. And Prabhupada says, presently, there are two things which are known as a Krishna Katha. What is Bhagavad Gita? And second is Bhagavata. Bhagavad Gita is considered as a Krishna Katha because it is spoken by Lord Krishna. The instruction that has given by the Lord to the Arjuna is known as a Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. And Srimad Bhagavatam, which speaks about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And that's why it is known as a science of Godhead. So the person who is much more interested in advancing in his spiritual life and wants to get reconnected with the Lord, with full of his potencies, that person, he performs devotional service to the Lord. And such a person is only interested to hear about the Supreme Personality of a God. Because hearing about the Lord has a tremendous impact on our heart. Vidyate hrudaye ganti chidyante sarva samshaya akshayante chasya karmani drishte eva atmanishvare. By regular hearing, what happens? Vidyante hrudaya granthi. The knots in the heart, they get vidyate, go apart. Chidyante sarva samshaya. All the doubts in the mind, they get dissolved. Kshiyante chasya karmani. It reduces the effect of all the karmic actions that we are suffering for life together. Drishta eva atmanishvare. And as a result of that, you can see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead who is residing in your heart as one of the intimate friend of yours. And that's why Vidurji, he says at the last portion of this verse that Tesham Rute Krishna Katha Amruto Ghat. My heart is not satiated with the above information. It will get satiated with the
Krishna Katha. But it's not possible. Whenever you hear about the Krishna, your heart lunges more and more and more and more and more. Because that's the price you have to pay to get Krishna Prema. Lauliam tatrapi ekala mulyam. There is only one thing that you can pay off to get Krishna Prema is not other than your greed for that, your lolupta, lauliam. One should be desperate to have the mercy of Supreme Personality of God. Then it's possible. Otherwise, there is no chance in this material world to come above other things. So in the next verse, Vidurji says, Kastrupyanuya tirta pado bhithanat satre shubaha surabhiridyamanat yah karna nadim purushasya yato bhava pradam geharatim chinnachitte. Who in human society can be satisfied without hearing sufficient talks of the Lord, whose lotus feet are the sum total of all places of pilgrimage, and who is worshipped by the great sage and devotees? Such a topics can cut off one's bondage to family affection simply by entering the holes of one's ears. Bhava pradam geha ratim chinati. It cuts off one's bondage to family and house. What? Ya karana nadi purushasya yato. When one hears or gives oral reception to the message of their Lordship. And what is the result of that? Bhava pradam geha ratim chinnati. It cuts off the notes of your attachment for the family life. Generally, when you fly the kite, and when you try to take it down, what happens? The lot of thread that gets accumulated. And immediately if you don't roll it, then what happens? It gets entangled. And if you sit and try to remove it, get it free, then it becomes very difficult. Then what do? You spend ample of time and then you get frustrated with that. And ultimately you cut that portion and finish it off. So when you try yourself to take it out, the entanglement, it becomes very difficult. So it's said that one should cut this knot of material entanglement with the sword of knowledge. And what is that sword of knowledge? That is instruction given by the Lord to his pure devotee. So when you start contemplating on that, then what happens? Kshyante vidyate hridaya granthi. That cuts off the knots. And that's why you have to approach sadhu. Sadhu means who cuts down, who chops up. What he chops up? He chops up the knot, hridaya granthi, is there in the heart. Krishna Katha is so powerful that simply by entering into a person's ear, it can at once give deliverance from the bondage of family affection. Family affection is an illusory manifestation of the external energy, and it is the only impetus for all mundane activities. As long as there is mundane activity and the mind is absorbed in such an engagement, one has to undergo the repetition of birth and death in the current material science.
People are most influenced by the modes of ignorance, and some are influenced by the passionate mode of a material nature. And under the spell of these two modes, a living entity being actuated by the material conception of life. The mundane qualities do not allow a living entity to understand his real position. The qualities of both ignorance and passion strongly bind one to the illusory bodily conception of the life. The best among the fools who are thus deluded are those who engage in the altruistic activities under the spell of material mode of passion. Bhagavad Gita, which is direct Krishna Katha, gives humanity the elementary lesson that the body is perishable and that the consciousness which is spread throughout the body is imperishable. The conscious being, the imperishable self, is eternally existence and cannot be killed under any circumstances. Even after the dissolution of the body, anyone who misunderstands this perishable body to be the self and who works for it in the name of sociology, politics, philanthropy, altruism, nationalism, or internationalism, under the false plea of the bodily conception of life, is certainly a fool and does not know the implications of a reality and unreality. Some of them are above the modes of ignorance and passion, are situated in the mode of goodness. But mundane goodness is always contaminated by the tinge of ignorance and passion. Mundane goodness is concerned with the self and not the body. But due to... mundane goodness can enlighten one that body and the self are different. And one in the goodness is concerned with the self and not the body. But due to being contaminated, those in the mundane goodness cannot understand the real nature of the self as a person. Their impersonal conception of the self as distinct from the body keeps them in the mode of a goodness within material nature, and unless they are attracted to Krishna Katha, they will never be liberated from the bondage of material existence. Krishna Katha is the only remedy for all people of the world, because it can situate one in pure consciousness of the self and liberate one from a material bondage. To preach Krishna Katha all over the world, as recommended by Lord Chaitanya, is the greatest missionary activities, and all sensible men and women of the world may join in this great movement started by Lord Chaitanya. Bhavapradam geharatim chinnati. The attachment for the family life, which is the complicated knot, that's get cut down by hearing the Krishna Katha. And Prabhupada said that is the only way presently available to get rid of this material entanglement. Otherwise, there are impersonalities. They consider that by following certain rules and regulation, meditating on the Parabrahman, you can become Parabrahma. But still you have to come back. Aruya prachena parampadam yatha patanti adhanatrata yushvadapada. You may have reached that particular stage, but because you have not respected the lotus feet of the Lord, you may fall down from there. The best way to give oral reception to the Krishna Katha and hear about the Lord. Hearing itself cleanses all of our anarthas, and it clears our heart where we can saw the seeds of Bhakti Lata, which can grow and ultimately reaches at the lotus feet of the Anarsha. That should be our aspiration. And if our aspiration is clear to us, then the path also becomes very easy to mark on. So let's try to work on this so that, as Prabhupada said, just finish it off in this lifetime. No more coming back. Because it will be very, very fearful and frightening situation when we again come back to this material world. Already this Kali Yuga has grown so much, it will be very difficult to understand what it will be when we come next. So better to wind up and go back to Godhead by following the ways that Lord has shown us. Hare Krishna. तयोर हृदय ग्रंथिर आहूर हृदय ग्रंथि. सो मेनी टाइम्स इन भागवतम दिस वर्ड हैज कम हृदय ग्रंथि बिकॉज इट बिकम्स मोर एंड मोर कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. व्हाई? बिकॉज वी गेट एंटैंगल्ड मोर एंड मोर. इन वन ऑफ द पर्पस इन फिफ्थ कैंटो योषित संगी संगस्य मर्त्यानाम किम् उपाशस. Yoshita means this word is used for the woman. Prabhupada translates this word as the person who expands the field of material enjoyment is known as a Yoshita. So when man came contact with a female, and what happens? His area of influence and field of material circle increases. Previously he was himself and his six anarthas and six enemies, we can say. Now he is going to have another set of that. Then by combining these two, then he will have a small sets of that. So what he is doing? He is increasing his own entanglement. That's why it's better that one should be very, very careful about this. And only hearing about the Lord and His wonderful pastime can save us from this entanglement. Hare Krishna. Dada, good morning. ठीक छे हाँ
ठीक है
एकदम
ठीक है चलिए.